Now, stand there and be good. Here, I'll scratch your face.
Susanna Johnson tries to remove a fly mask from a pregnant horse she's recently rescued.
Look at that belly.
Johnson is an education officer with the Heart of Phoenix Equine Rescue in Camner, Kentucky. This is Cece, an elderly horse that for 18 of her 21 years has been pregnant. Right now, she's chowing down on grass. Johnson says she's recovering from her previous owner's negligent care. Before the horse was rescued, her teeth were in such poor condition, Cece couldn't chew and digest her food.
You know, some counties define good horse care as the horse has food and water. West Virginia defines it as the horse has what it needs to stay healthy. And, you know, in Cece's case, yes, she had food and water, but it wasn't food that she could make use of because her teeth were in too bad a shape and the food was not appropriate for her age.
Each year, the Animal Legal Defense Fund ranks states on animal welfare legislation. Kentucky, for the last 11 years, has ranked last. Ohio is ranked as 27th and West Virginia as 7th. Johnson says based off the work Heart of Phoenix has done within the Ohio Valley, the Legal Defense Fund's rankings seem accurate.
You know, the difference between West Virginia and Kentucky and Ohio is the West Virginia animal control officers and legal authorities have a lot more control over their cases than they do in Kentucky and Ohio.
Veterinarians say Kentucky is the only state that prohibits them from reporting animal abuse to law enforcement. Kentucky Veterinary Medical Association's Jim Weber says that ban came about as an accident.
We sponsored legislation that would make the records confidential. Unfortunately, it was a case of unintended consequences where we failed to have an exception for veterinarians being able to report animal abuse.
Weber says his group has tried the last 10 years to change the statute, but groups like the Kentucky Farm Bureau have prevented the legislation from making it to the floor for a vote.
The only two ways that a veterinarian can provide information about a patient or a client is by a court order or by consent of the owner of the animal.
Animal welfare officials say the inability to report criminal abuse on animals could have more far-reaching effects.
Animal abuse and domestic violence and child abuse go hand in hand.
That's Ozzie Gibson, president of the Kentucky Animal Control Advisory Board. He says the connection between the offenses is strong.
They'll start on the animal, then they'll work their way to the kid, then the wife, or vice versa.
That's why the FBI began tracking abuse cases in 2016. But Kentucky's ban hinders the FBI's ability to track those incidents. Gibson says it's an area that needs attention.
I mean, to the point that there's going to be a class taught to Louisville Metro police officers next year in conjunction with our animal control officers on what to look for.
Animal control officers that receive any kind of training are in the minority. A lack of funding and absence of state regulation leaves most ACO officers without resources. This is where the Heart of Phoenix would like to help by offering free horse care training to officers throughout the Ohio Valley. Susanna Johnson says if Kentucky and Ohio would support training accreditation like West Virginia, animals like Cece would have a better chance at recovery.
When the veterinarian looked at her the day after she came here, she said, people don't realize what bad shape that this mare is actually in, and it'll be a miracle if she or the baby live through the birth.
Since the interview, Cece gave birth to a healthy foal, Susie Q. Both have been adopted. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Camner, Kentucky.